Volodymyr Zelensky walked into the Oval Office on Monday to confront an essential question. Will his country, Ukraine, remain Ukrainian? Diplomatic momentum has shifted away from that idea in recent days as Washington urges the Ukrainian president to cede land for peace with Russia. Yet, identity has a deeper substance than flags and borders. In Sudan, our reporter writes, musicians confront conflict and displacement with uplifting folk songs to send a message that despite the war, the country remains our country. It's Tuesday, August 19th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Kurt Schillinger. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. Mass protests erupted in Israel against the war in Gaza. Hundreds of thousands of protesters demonstrated in Tel Aviv and other parts of the country on Sunday. Many stayed home from work and blocked roads to demand a deal that would bring the remaining hostages home and end the war, amid plans for a new military offensive in Gaza. Texas Democrats ended a two-week gerrymandering walkout. The standoff stalled Republican efforts to redraw congressional districts as part of a national partisan brawl. Their return will allow the legislature to proceed as California Democrats advance an effort to redraw their congressional boundaries in retaliation. Iran says it will continue talks with UN nuclear watchdog. The two sides will probably have another round of negotiations in the coming days, Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson told state media on Monday. International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors have been unable to access Iran's nuclear sites since Israel and the U.S. bombed them during a 12-day war in June. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. At our audio deadline, we were still watching for the outcome of the day's meetings between President Trump, Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky, and European leaders. Go to csmonitor.com/daily for a report from Howard LaFranchi. President Donald Trump's mobilization of troops to stamp out crime in the U.S. Capitol has left Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser navigating a political tightrope and drawing on her longtime working relationship with Mr. Trump. Linda Feldman and Caitlin Babcock report from Washington for the Monitor. Israelis closed businesses, universities, and streets in a massive outpouring of rage and opposition to the government's stated plans to expand the war against Hamas in Gaza. How much pressure this places on the hard-right coalition is still uncertain. Dina Kraft reports from Tel Aviv, Israel, for the Monitor. 4 years after the end of the war in Afghanistan, tens of thousands of Afghan allies have relocated to the U.S. As the Trump administration tightens immigration policies, some Afghans are increasingly worried about their status and their chances of reuniting with family members still abroad. Sarah Matusik reports from Indianapolis for the Monitor. The devastating war in Sudan has displaced more than 13 million people. A traveling musical salon is bringing Sudanese together to find solace and joy. Intisar Fadl Allah reports from Omdurman, Sudan, for the Monitor. Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on politics in Bolivia. Cyclical swings from far left to far right and back again seem to typify voting patterns in Latin America. And elections in the Andean nation of Bolivia, ruled for nearly 20 years by an increasingly unpopular far-left party, were expected to be no different. Yet, on Sunday, voters upended predictions of a rightward swing. Centrist Rodrigo Paz Pereira won the most votes, putting him into an October runoff with a conservative former president, Jorge Tuto Quiroga. Mr. Paz's appeal points to a political maturing among voters for a more moderate path than the outgoing leftist government. Under the country's first indigenous leader, Evo Morales, poverty rates dropped from 63.5% to 33.1% between 2006 and 2018. A boom in gas and oil production supported social spending and subsidies. But Mr. Morales grew authoritarian and was ousted in 2019. Since then, gas production has fallen and inflation has soared. Bolivians realize that reversing these trends will require sacrifice. We've all been raised on politicians' broken promises. I'm not sure who to trust, the Associated Press quoted one campaign rally participant as saying. On the other hand, one La Paz teacher, Carlos Blanco Casas, told Reuters, "This election feels hopeful. We need a change of direction." Mr. Paz's candidacy is helped by his political outsider running mate, Edmund Lara Montaño. The former police captain quit the force after publicly alleging corruption in the high command. According to the web news source Red Uno, the social media savvy Mr. Lara helped Mr. Paz connect with an electorate demanding renewal and transparency. After Sunday's poll, both Mr. Paz and Mr. Lara zeroed in on the ideals of transformation and trust. Bolivia is not just asking for a change in government, it's asking for a change in the political system, Mr. Paz said. Mr. Lara stressed that it's time to clean house and have a direct connection with voters. He and Mr. Paz walked the neighborhoods and spoke to people without intermediaries, Mr. Lara said, distinguishing this approach from opponents who spent fortunes on posters and TV spots. While it's uncertain who will be the next president, it's clear that Bolivians don't want repetition, but renewal, a chant heard repeatedly at Mr. Paz's Sunday rally. We want new people, new proposals, another chance, as Paz supporter Jacqueline Cachaca told the AP. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For more audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how we're divinely empowered to face and overcome our trials. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Alyssa Britton and Jingnang Peng.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor, copyright 2025.